Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
It's the Simon Says podcast number 170.
That's a lot.
We got almost as many episodes as MASH.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Will our finale be as big?
No. Hey, we're the Get Up Show. Thank you for checking us out. Be sure you subscribe and like and rate it or whatever you do with these kinds of things. We'd appreciate it. So there's a new thing going around. I mentioned it to you the other day. You weren't here because you went to Merlefest for like 5 days. It's a 3-day festival.
Yeah. Right. It was 4 days, and I really made the most of it.
Yeah, apparently. But yeah, I bet it was a good time out there with your convertible pants.
It was fantastic. I'm wearing my convertible pants right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing your waterproof pants to work?
These ones aren't waterproof. These are just convertible.
See, because there's a big wet spot on them. You can tell they're not waterproof.
Yeah.
Oh. Oops. Oh.
That's where I spilled on myself. That's where I peed my pants.
So what's so special about these pants?
They've got pockets and zippers.
Yeah, he can unzip the legs and turn them into cutoffs without scissors.
Yeah.
Oh, like pockets and zippers.
I'm really excited.
Parachute pants, but...
No, I'm excited that's coming back.
Is it?
Yeah.
You just want your cargo pants.
So there's this new thing going around. It's really scary. They're voice cloning people that you know. There was two stories right in a row. There was a mom most recently who got a call from her daughter screaming her head off saying something about this bad man has me. And she recognized the voice. And so then dude comes on the phone and says, hey, I've got your daughter. Don't call the police. I need $1 million. So she hung up the phone and immediately called her daughter's phone. And her daughter answered and was like, hey, what's going on? Completely fake.
Yeah. So always, okay, A, always call your child if that ever happens. And B, children, answer your phone.
Oh, my God. So true. Imagine
so we
the
know
freak
you're
out.
Safe.
Yeah. But how, and I was just reading an article about it. They said it's not an exact match, but they can get it close.
Yeah.
What I want to know is how do they get the sample of your kid's voice? Because my mom got spoofed by a guy who called her up one time and said, hey, it's me, your grandson. And she messed with him. She kept him on the phone and was like, oh, yeah? What's your name? You know my name. It's me, your grandson. And she says, my grandson doesn't say grandson like that. Tell me your name. And she eventually hung up on him, and my mom's husband was on the other line in the other room. When she hung up, the dude went from, hey, it's me, your grandson, to, yo, bitch. But it's really mind-boggling to think they don't know you. How could they possibly...
Internet.
Zero in on your
Internet.
Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're everywhere. I mean, a lot of the kids are doing videos or like YouTube or TikTok or whatever talking. And so
it all makes sense now. Yeah, because everybody's got a TikTok. Everybody's putting their stuff out there.
Yeah.
And there's another reason not to.
Why I got to use the funny voice filters.
Could we is there a website right now where we could upload some audio and then it would turn like what we're saying into sentences kind
yes.
of stuff?
Yes. Don't even say it. That's coming for our jobs as hard as it can.
Don't
and you're
even
saying it.
don't see what it's even going to sound like, because that they'll be like, oh, that sounds really good. Bye.
You'll know it's not me because it's too articulate and doesn't mess up all the time. sounds intelligent and doesn't say dumb stuff.
I guess that's kind of true. Would it be able to mimic your personality as well as your tones? I guess if it had enough info, it could.
Right.
You know, there's actually a radio station in Florence. There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance.
There's a hole in the wall where somebody...
Excuse me?
Well, a man could see it all.
Yeah.
But nearby, near this place where the naked ladies dance, there's a radio station that is all 100% AI. There's not a person involved in it at all.
We have the technology.
We can make him better than he was before.
I think it's crazy.
Better. 2020. Stronger. Faster. Oh, sorry.
What was that?
$6 million man.
Kidding. I think it's crazy in 2023 it's going to be remembered as a year of AI, where it's like it came out of nowhere that now there's AI art, AI, you know, even to the point where we had where you have, you know, artists and musicians who are suing and trying to get stuff. Like, was it Drake in The Weeknd?
Yes.
There was a song on the internet, and they're like, pull that down. That's not us.
And some people loved that song. It wasn't them at all. It was just samples of their voice that somebody turned into that.
And people are using AI to write memos, write, you know, in the office. My friend works in a, like, the marketing director's office of a college, and they use it for a lot of their press releases.
I hate that so much. I think this is another one of those things where we're going to go backward. I think this is going to implode on itself. People are going to want the real deal. Even if it's not always easy to tell it's fake or whatever, people are going to want... It's just like the politically correct movement, you know, where you can't make a joke about anything. I think that's going to go away. We're going to go back.
Yeah, it's going to go too far one way. It always does with everything. Yeah, it'll eventually swing back around. The AI thing, though, it will eventually... Something... I'm trying to think what the drastic example is, though. But
It destroys the Earth?
I mean, sadly, there's this little movie called The Terminator that really laid out how this is going to go.
Well, also in Iron Man, when the his hub, Jarvis, when that decided that it was going to take over.
Well, no, but that was okay, because then we ended up getting Vision, and that was cool.
I have no idea what the hell y'all talk about
Marvel
now.
Marvel stuff, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know Marvel stuff.
But point is... This is all cool technology till it starts taking all of our jobs, including the ones we're doing right here.
Well, how funny is it that everything else was going to take our jobs for years? Like, oh, well, radio's going away because of blah, blah, blah.
And Napster.
It's like, now it's a robot, like robot DJ.
Right, but now it can talk for us. That was our only saving grace. It couldn't talk for us.
In your face. They don't want us to talk anyways.
Well, the guy who kind of invented the whole thing, they call him the grandfather of AI, he left his job because he's like, this is evil. I wish I'd have never done it. He's just like the K-Cup guy. K-Cup guy walked away, sold the whole K-Cup thing for $50,000 because he was like, oh my God, I created something that's going to destroy the Earth.
Oh, look, it's Oppenheimer, a K-Cup guy, an AI creator.
Yeah. So and the warning signs are everywhere. You know, everybody is saying, don't let this go too far. But is it already too late?
Yes.
You think so?
I think it, because it's escaped. If it was just still in the lab, it'd be fine. But it's already spread out to other places, and it's going to get in the wrong hands.
Did you see that? You know those Boston Dynamic, those robot dogs?
Yeah.
So they started putting the AI in, you know, installing it so that the dog would talk.
Oh no!
And that's where we're getting like close to the actual like robot talking and coming at you.
Did you see the thing this week? I did not let myself read the whole story. But there's some kind of technology now that can read and print out thoughts.
No.
That's big trouble right there.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe it?
No.
You don't want to believe it?
No. My mind goes everywhere.
It does.
That's dangerous and scary and weird, and I don't want to know.
Well, if the AI does end up taking over the Earth, I welcome it. Come on in, guys. You can have free reign here. AI Charlie, AI Maddie, it's going to be great. AI me is going to be just chilling, and I'll be able to relax a little bit.
We welcome our AI overlords.
Come on in. Take your AI shoes off. Make yourself an AI home. This is your AI house now. We welcome you. And the thing that it will do is it'll get rid of some of these other. Want to know my latest English language pet peeve?
What?
When people drop the T. Do you know what I mean by that? When people drop the T out of. Huh?
What, like the stuff you spread on toast is called butter?
Yes. Butter. Cottonelle. Important. Have you heard this? Yeah. It's running wild because kids are hearing it online. And you know if you hear it online, it's got to be the right and cool thing to do.
I haven't noticed that one.
Have you not? You will now. Now that I've said it, you're going
to
notice it.
But I'm also not as sensitive as either of you are to all things grammatical.
Why do you think that is?
Because I am not as aware of all things grammatical.
Because he came from the north and they say things weird.
That's not at all true. It is kind of true.
I don't think so. I just think that it doesn't. It's so funny, though, is that now you guys are so in my head with stuff. Like, I'll sit there and say, is it, I could care less or couldn't care less?
You could not.
You couldn't care less.
I know. And clearly. Then I have to break it down. So it ruins the moment.
No. It makes the moment better because now you're better.
It makes you correct.
We've helped you.
Yes.
I don't mind being wrong. I'm used to it.
Think of the mess you were before we started helping.
This is great.
But my daughter was in that play. You know, she's finally done with High School Musical 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had, I think, eight shows, and I saw four of them.
Good for you. Good dad.
Well, her mom saw all of them.
Oh loser. Man.
But anyway, so there was this awesome kid. He was so cute. He was so good at what he was doing. But one of the characters' names was Troy Bolton.
Yes.
And when the kid came out,
Efron.
Every time he would say, Mr. Bolton, and I mean, not even a little bit. He didn't kind of soften the T. There was no sign of the T. Mr. Bolton. And it just shot right through me like a lead pipe every time he did it. Is that wrong? Should I let things bother me?
Not like that, no.
Are you sure?
I mean...
They bother you.
They totally do. You know what word I thought of that I'm not sure if I pronounce correctly or I pronounce differently at different times? Interested or interested.
Interested. Yeah. I kind of affected that over the years. I was an interested guy and now I'm interested. How about you, sir?
Oh, God. This is hurts.
Come on, man.
Well, because no, I'm trying to think what I would actually naturally say is that's interesting versus I'm interested.
I would think that you're an interest guy, not an interest.
These are my interests.
Oh, that's interesting, not interesting.
But I kind of do it on purpose now.
Well, now I feel like I'm going to do it just to overdo it.
Yeah, it'll get in your head
this
like
is
that.
Interesting.
It'll get in your head.
Extraordinary.
It'll do it, man. Another lady is in the news today because she quit her job. Not to live in a van down by the river. So many of those.
Yeah.
Sounds so fun, but.
I mean, does it?
A lot of bugs.
What sounds fun about living in a van down by the river to you?
I basically just did it for 4 days at Merlefest. It was kind of fun.
We're able to go back to your warm, cozy house.
Eventually, yes.
He's wearing his 4 days by the river pants today, by the way.
I washed them, thank you.
Yeah, sure you did.
In a real washing machine, not on a rock.
So this lady quit her job, not to live in a van down by the river, but to get her best friend in on it, and all they do is dumpster dive. And she says that now she's living a permanent vacation, that they make so much money off of the crap out of the trash that they give a lot away. Like if there's like soap or food or whatever, they give that to homeless shelters.
Yeah, that's
but
nice.
Anything else that's sellable, they're pulling in at least $5,000 a month off of garbage all the time.
I mean, that's awesome, but I feel like you have to be in a city where there's lots of options to go dumpster diving.
I bet you don't know all the options you have because the dumpsters aren't out front. Like over at Friendly Center, the good dumpsters are in the back.
Yeah, but don't you get in trouble for dumpster diving?
I mean, if you do it at the wrong time. You get in trouble for anything if you do it at the wrong time.
It just feels like when you hear that term, all I can picture is the dumpsters I've been in my day.
Oh, they're so gross.
And it's like restaurant dumpsters.
Did you wake up in them?
Near. Look, mistakes were made. But I think a lot of times it's a case of all I can picture is food waste. And I think what these people are doing are finding like actual stores and which are throwing away merchandise.
Yeah. I know a dude lives in Wilmington who does it all the time. And he hits like this seems like a reach to me, but he finds good stuff in the Dollar Tree dumpster. Like, it's already right on the edge.
Yeah.
And then they put it in the trash, and then you get it. You know, it was already $1, $1.25.
Yeah, you have to sell it for 50 cents.
Now he uses, he keeps everything. Oh. And I mean, he'll put a whole spread out on like the top of his stove, or, and some of it is kind of gross. Some of it is, it has stuff on it and you can tell that was in the trash.
But doesn't this also, like, to me, sometimes this is what I picture, like, flea market tables. Like, this is what they're selling at the flea market.
These people do live auctions. They have a whole system where they donate the stuff that's donatable, then the stuff that's left to sell. They do like live feed auctions where people can come in and bid while they're showing you the stuff.
This seems like a lot of work.
But you ain't got no other job. This is your job now, to dig in the trash and sell it.
But I can sit here and talk and I don't have to dig in the trash and I don't have to hold live auctions.
But you could do both.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Man. There's such great dumpsters around here.
You know, my buddy who has the shop at Friendly Center, he had the dumpster next to Kirkland's, and they always were throwing away perfectly good stuff until they started breaking it on purpose. And then on top of that, the sushi restaurant started sharing a dumpster with them.
See, and that's the problem. Immediately it's ruined.
Is it ruined?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
It depends on what it is. Let's say it's iPods or iPads in the box, and there's a little bit of sushi, there's a little bit of fish guts on top of it, but it's still perfectly fine in the box. Is it ruined?
If I'm keeping it for myself, no, because I can take it out of the box, but it'd be harder to sell with fish guts on it.
I just picture, like, you have this cardboard box that whatever product is in, and it's got like this kind of pucker mark on it where like a piece of like a sushi roll was sitting on it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, well, what's that state? Don't worry. I mean, it's discounts.
Y'all are overthinking it, because it doesn't matter what you charge for it. It's free. Everything's profit.
All right.
You know?
That is true. Yeah. When you get something for $0 and you sell it for anything, it's profit. Yeah.
I knew a lady had an antique store and she had a formula. Y'all know her, Arlene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Arlene used to have an antique store and she said she would go out and hit yard sales and stuff like that, estate sales. And she would always, if she paid $1 for it, she would charge $2 for it. If she paid $25, she would charge $50. So her formula was, whatever it is, double it.
So you got your money back and you got one more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take the price and double it.
I'd never be able to do that. I love
You'd
my
keep
stuff.
Keep everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to sell this, but it's a really nice.
Speaking of
vase.
That, Mo's grandson, Jeff, had another sale. And I'm telling you, this is looking like a scam to me. It's on eBay. And I was the high bidder. And I'm watching the red countdown clock. We're down to like 8, 7, 6, and then it bounces to 50. And then it gets down to 30. Then it bounces to 56.
The clock?
Yes.
Oh, no. So it's because like, he wasn't getting the price he wanted out of it, so he reset it.
I don't know how he could do it, but something's going on there.
Wasn't it sometimes the case if someone else bid that it pops back up, or did you not notice anybody bidding?
It's a time thing. There's only so much time in an auction.
Okay.
But if they're manipulating that somehow, then I had no chance.
Because I was just seeing something about, like, it was these guys that they buy salvage cars at auction. And they'll say, like, if somebody else puts a bid in, it resets the clock to a certain time. And then time you have to wait for it to count back down again. At least for this one auction, like this car auction site.
That's not fair. That is not fair. That's not how auctions work.
But if you think about it, it is. If you're at like, you know, 5 to 5, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6,
I don't know how much I just paid.
What's he saying? I don't know, but I want that.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But if that's the case, I officially stop. I'm not going to buy any more old stuff.
I don't believe it, and I think that you'll keep doing it. What were you bidding on?
Oh, there was a picture that Jimmy Durante autographed to Mo's daughter at the time, Baby Joan. She just died recently at age like 96 something. So yeah, Jimmy Durante autographed this thing to Baby Joan, handed it to Mo Howard. He kept it, gave it to his daughter, and it sold yesterday.
For those of you who don't know, these are old-timey TV people.
Everybody knows. Well, they were originally movie people. Then it was put out on TV in syndication.
They were in black and white.
1959. But it would have been a nice thing to add to the collection. The other two things that I was bidding on were pictures of the Stooges at the Columbia, what do you call it when you have a thing with everybody there?
University?
No, it's a thing where everybody comes
convention.
To it. Convention! She said it! Yeah! There were two of those. One was from 1934, one was from 1937, and those are the ones I got real mad at because I was like, yeah, 3 seconds, yeah, I'm in there. What? 50 seconds? And somebody ended up doubling my bid. You know?
Yeah. So wait, you kept bidding?
Yeah. But as long as I
could. I think someone was bidding against you.
But that shouldn't reset the clock. It's not fair. It's not fair. It hurts my feelings. Mm. They don't care about my feelings out there.
No, they do not.
Three Stooges grandkids are mean to me, man. So we almost, didn't happen, but we almost had one or two world famous MTV VJs here in the house. By the way, MTV Movie and TV Awards happen on Sunday, and they're going to do it anyway, even though the writer's strike. Because I guess they've already written it.
Or, yeah, they probably already had that done.
Or who needs it? It's like Saturday Night Live is shutting down because of the writer's strike. Why don't they just come out and riff? Do some Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, I mean, aren't you professional comedians?
I would love to see that happen. You know,
it would be interesting. I feel like it would get a little train wrecky.
You know what I think the problem is that a lot of the people on Saturday Night Live are also writers.
Yeah.
So they are striking.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It seems like you could still do it.
It's not like they're just actors. They're actually the writers as well.
Same thing with the late night shows. Just go out there and do it. Just have a little jib jab and talk to people.
But
you
got
to
be on the side of your people. You got to stand strong. You got to support your writers.
Okay.
Which is interesting because you always forget that they have writers on these like shows.
Exactly.
And right. It's like,
it seems like they're just coming up with it off the top of their head.
Exactly. Like the monologues of all these shows are written by a team of people.
Yeah.
It's not just someone going out and saying funny stuff on their own.
I think Stephen Colbert's line was, without writers, this show would just be me talking about Game of Thrones and boats. Something like that. Okay, so back to the MTV VJ story. I don't remember if we've talked about this on the podcast before or not.
I don't think we have.
All right. So both of you auditioned or wanted to audition to be a VJ. What year was this?
It was around 97, maybe.
It would have been 97, 98-ish. Because yeah. I didn't move here until 97.
Okay.
So
it would have been probably 97 or 98. And they were going around the country doing live auditions for So You Want to Be an MTV VJ. Mm-hmm. And like pulling normal people out in each...
Got it.
Area. So they came to the train station in, where's that? The one, the big train museum down here.
Oh, that's what I can't remember.
In Is it Ashboro? Not Ashboro.
No, it's
Graham?
No. It's not Shelby. It's...
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were there and everyone came out, you know, butt crack of dawn in the morning, lined up. And then once you finally got to the front of the line, you filled out all this paperwork and then you did an audition. So I went, I was working at 106.5 The End in Charlotte, and our traffic guy, Sky Shark, he and I decided we were going to drive up here and go. And it was freezing. It was like, I'm going to say it was in like February or March. It was rainy. It was cold. The weather was terrible and it was outside.
Mm-hmm.
We all had to stand in line outside. So my experience is we stood there and we stood there and we stood there. And
it was packed. I do remember that.
And I mean, it took hours to finally get close to the front of the line.
To even fill out your paperwork?
To even fill out the paperwork.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So when we got to the front and started filling out the paperwork, I was almost done with it by then anyway. I was wet. I didn't look cute. My hair didn't look cute, nothing. And I get up there and find out that there was a cutoff age. Let's say it was 25 because I was 27 at the time.
Oh, whoops.
So I get all the way up there after staying there for hours and find out that I'm too old.
Dang, that hurts.
I was going to lie. I really was. But by that point, I was so over it that I didn't, after standing there all day, I didn't even do the audition.
Wow. And how about you? Did you make it to the audition?
I did.
So you stood in line, same situation, same.
And my layer of that was I had worked the night before or day before. So I had already done, I'd been awake for a full 24 hours
Ooh.
Straight. And then stood in line. And then, so I got all the way into the little room. My memory gets a little fuzzy.
And it is also possible that I did the same thing because I was working overnights and morning shows and things at that point as well.
Good for you. I was tireder. I do remember, like, you would do it in front of a camera. Like, they pull you into a little room and mm-hmm. say, you know, introduce this next video, whatever. So they hand you the microphone and thing. And you did it. But the problem was at that point, I think I was so out of it. I don't even remember what I did or how it turned out. So if anyone came up with anything worth anything, I'd be surprised.
So you have no record of that. You can't go back and look at your audition and.
No, I. It's
no.
Long
and then
gone.
They picked people from each area that they did. And then they put them on the actual show. And there was a girl from here. Her name was Shannon. And she had been like one of the Winston Cup girls. You know, she was. Real pretty, and she actually got picked from here, but it was in Spencer North Carolina Transportation Museum.
But of course, I was just thinking that.
That's what I said. You just weren't listening to me.
I wasn't listening.
But you know, I wonder, had you made it through and you passed your audition and they said, wow, Maddie, that was the coolest audition we've seen all day. We would love to offer you some Burger King coupons to work your ass straight off in New York City.
New York City!
You know, because I don't know that was a glamorous thing for that generation of VJs. We're not talking about J.J. Jackson and Martha Quinn.
But it was super hot then. I mean, it was 98.
Oh yeah, it was the 90s. So it was like Total Request Live. And it was when Jesse Camp won the whole thing. And he got famous and did lots of drugs. And actually, I believe he's still alive, though. He never died.
Know.
He didn't
back
die.
Up for something. Dave Holmes was the one who came in second and everyone thought should have won, and they still gave him a job because they're like, now you were the one who really should have been doing it.
But I'm telling you, they were paid in fame. They were paid in fame and Burger King gift cards.
I understand, but at that time I would have taken that because I was already basically working for Burger King coupons.
Exactly. As we mentioned, we were doing overnights on our respective radio stations.
I wasn't exactly setting the world on fire.
No, I would have taken it in a heartbeat.
I remember that guy Jesse coming to the radio station after he won. They were doing a tour, and he was actually doing appearances. He was like showing up at concerts and introducing bands and stuff. He was great.
He was so weird.
I was wildly impressed.
That was one of those things, too. I think that was also a case, and it may have been one of the first ones, of where you let the general public vote, and they vote for what's going to be the most chaotic versus the best.
Yeah, I mean, he was super weird and wild, and I mean, but that was what they wanted for MTV at the time. They didn't want the polished,
Well,
you know, super cute, whatever. They already had that.
Yeah, but I think in like theory,
Carson Daly,
but they didn't want to actually have to work with him. You know what I mean? Like we've all had those people in our lives that have been like, I mean, this person is very entertaining, but I don't want to have to try to.
Oh no, the real professionals on MTV wanted nothing to do with that.
Yeah, of course. Kurt Loder wasn't like, yeah, let's party, Jesse.
No.
Are you guys ready? I mean, it's going to be a big weekend. We have Kentucky Derby.
I forgot all about the Derby.
We have our wacky hats. We also have the coronation. I know that, Maddie, you are a big, big fan of the Royals, that you follow everything the Royals do, and you have your Queen Elizabeth tea set that you break out.
I just got my King Charles tattoo on my chest.
Nice work.
Yeah, it's full. It's a full chest piece. And
the face is in the middle and the ears go out.
They wrap around my back.
Hey, man, that's a cool Mad Magazine tattoo you got, man. I love Alfred E. Newman, man. So if you want to eat like a king, here's what Darren McGrady, the royal chef, is saying you could whip up to be just like the coronation. You need coronation crowned salmon custard.
Mm.
Salmon custard with rocket and horseradish cream.
Okay.
Earthy mushroom risotto.
That sounds good.
With poached eggs and cheddar.
Okay, you lost me there.
And a lemon and black currant trifle with a honey custard. What do you think?
That sounds good.
You don't like the sound of the salmon custard?
I don't want my salmon pureed.
Yeah, so that's what King likes, man. And you know what? He'll never have to lift a finger. You will never see him in the kitchen with his little apron on because he doesn't even put his toothpaste on the toothbrush.
He's probably never been in the kitchen.
Ah, surely.
In the royal kitchen.
Surely he had to walk in there and tell somebody what they did wrong or...
That's where he rings his little ding, ding, ding.
You know what? Maybe you're right.
Well, he has a little bell or he has a servant to go tell the other servant that the other servant did something wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like ever since Queen Elizabeth died, I was like, you know, let me just cancel this.
Is this the end of that?
That's all we knew. It made sense. Yeah. And I don't know if Charles is really the jam.
I don't think he's going to be king for even a quarter of as long as she was queen.
Well, she was queen.
Well, he's already old. She was young.
Right.
When she was appointed in 53?
I don't.
And you were sitting there on your little wooden...
She just graduated college.
Little wooden homemade chair.
I really don't.
The wind was blowing in from the factory.
By the way, speaking of the Kentucky Derby, I do have the top three favorites if you all would like to place your bets.
Ooh, how many of the horses do you have? Because I always pick them by name.
I only have the top three favorites.
All right, let's go.
Forte is the current favorite.
Okay.
Tappet Trice.
Uh-huh.
Angel of Empire is the third.
Dang, I don't like any of those names. None of those horses are going to win.
Yeah, I thought I had the list, but then it didn't.
Not one of those is going to place. Write it down. Lock it in. Those names suck. They're not going to win.
I like Angel of Empire.
You got any more? Got any more horse names for me?
Here we go.
Getting ready to pick it. Let's go.
Forte, Tappet Trice, Angel of Empire, Derma Sotogaki, Practical Move, King's Barnes, Two Fills, Mage, Verifying, Confidence Game, Skinner, Disarm, Hit Show, Lord Miles, Rocket Can, Continuar, Jace's Road, Ray's Cane, Sun Thunder, and Reincarnate.
Ooh, Sun Thunder.
I'm going Confidence Game.
I'm going Hit Show.
I'm saying Confidence Game all the way.
I want Two Fills. Look, it's Two Fills.
Is it P-H-I-L?
Yeah.
Okay, that is pretty good. I still think Confidence Game is a little bit better.
All right.
Here is a way to make money doing something you're already doing, Maddie. You can make $1,000, and all you have to do is keep track of all the crashes in all the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, neat.
Yep. It's for an insurance adjuster.
Oh, my God. I can't believe the new one's coming out, or is it already out?
I don't know. It's all about family.
Family magnets. There's going to be more. And now they're shoehorning Momoa in there.
Yeah, they keep putting famous people in there.
Larson and...
Yeah, you're doing this to estimate the insurance impact of the franchise's reckless driving throughout the franchise. So you get $1,000, but You have to watch all those movies.
But what about if it's, now it's car crashes, but what about if it's a submarine or a car that's been turned into a rocket ship or...
I would say it's anything that insurance can possibly put a claim out on.
You know, I watch a lot of movies lately because of my new system of watching the last half hour of most movies. I could not make it through any half hour of any of those Fast and Furiouses yet.
Oh, come on
now. I loved them. And the worst part, like, I loved all the street racing stuff, and that's the one thing that they've said that they're pretty much done away with is actual street racing because of, like, the culture and it's dangerous. Yeah. But I'm like, again, that's what I love. I love any movie where you drive a car to its extreme. Like, right. I still think it would be super fun to go take a road class.
They got beyond that because they got rich and stuff, and they didn't have to... Yeah. You know, build their own little Honda Accord.
Now they got spaceships.
So bad.
Submarines in space.
It's all about family. I go to space quarter mile at a time.
Okay, here's a movie you guys need to check out. This is one that I watched at least the last 40 minutes of. It's called Ingrid Goes West. Ingrid Goes West with Aubrey Plaza.
Oh.
And okay. Ice-T's kid.
Oh,
No. Not Ice-T, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube's kid who looks just like O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah. Yes.
Junior. Looks just like him. Okay, so what it is Ingrid goes west. Aubrey Plaza is Ingrid. She comes into some money, so she goes out west. She meets these, like, influencers, and she does everything she possibly can to impress and entertain them so that she's welcomed into the fold. She's faking it. She's
right.
not
so
from
they're
that
already,
world.
They're already like the rich, yeah. cool people, and she wants to be a part of that.
Right.
So.
And so she does everything. She gets found out by one of the characters who tries to blackmail her, and then it gets crazy. Then do you want to know? Should I spoil it? Or
no,
you want to watch
don't
it?
Don't spoil
it's
it.
Too soon.
You might watch
bruh,
it.
I want to tell you what happens so bad.
Why? Why is that your thing?
I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't spoiled anything for
know,
you guys in so
I know,
long.
It's
I don't
nice.
Understand why you don't just say, hey, you really need to watch this and then let me know what you think instead of, you should watch this, but I'm going to ruin it for you before you even get a chance.
It's not ruining it.
It is so ruining
no,
it.
No, I love
ruining it.
I'm not ruining it. I like the spoilers. I read spoilers so that
that's
I can
for
see
you, though.
How they get there.
We hate it.
Look, you need to get on board. I think that's
we
what the lesson is here.
It.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me write it down.
Yeah, that's
get
the
on
lesson.
Board.
Get on board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so weird twist. The ending will surprise you. There's a paintball gun involved.
What was the there was another one I watched. What was the one where the girl always pretended to be drunk to trap guys who would try to take advantage of her?
What?
Did you remember that one?
Never heard of it.
Oh gosh.
Now I can't remember the name, but that had a crazy twist at the end and it was really good, but it you know.
Yeah, so I highly recommend Ingrid Goes West, and for anyone who hasn't seen it, Charlie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, as I'm heading towards viewing number 22.
I thought you said you had done like 23.
No.
Too many. You had done 21.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
The new Guardians of the Galaxy comes out this weekend.
That looks good, too.
Mm-hmm. And the Flash movie is actually getting really good reviews.
Oh, spoiler alert. They already showed pictures of Michael Keaton in his bat suit.
Oh, well, he's in the trailer.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah,
I think that's so cool.
He's done whole thing. They even brought out, what I love is they brought out, you know, talking about nostalgia, but the old original, you know, the Batwing that he flew and the Batmobile, like all the cool stuff from that original Tim Burton movie.
Have they spoiled it how that happens, or is that left?
The whole idea, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is because the Flash goes back in time to save his mother, and when he does, he rewrites the timeline and it screws up. So, like in the trailer, you see General Zod, who had been defeated by Superman, you know, taking over the planet. Or
He creates the multiverse, is what he does.
Nerd alert.
But at the same time, so it's like I'm really excited, although I'm not a fan of the actor who's playing the Flash, Ezra Miller.
No one is.
Okay. Yes. Tomorrow, speaking of movies we love, tomorrow, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Here we go. Rapid fire. Which bounty hunter was trying to capture Han when Greedo arrived first?
Boba Fett.
Dans Boren.
Sure.
Who taught Lando how to pilot a ship?
Chewbacca.
No.
Han Solo.
Han Solo. Mm-hmm.
How many lightsabers does General Grievous wield in his fight? Four is correct. Look at that guy. He's talking about some nerd. I like this. Who offered the lead? Who offered to lead the attack against the Death Star in a turn of events?
Luke Skywalker.
Lando Calrissian. What did the Ewoks think C-3PO was?
A god.
True. What did R2 realize about C-3PO when they first met? He was naked.
What?
Who joined Poe in his X-Wing in order to help destroy Starkiller?
I don't remember.
BB-8. Who provided the voice of General Grievous? Matthew Wood. According to Yoda, what did Luke need to do in order to complete his training and become a Jedi Master?
Use the Force.
No.
Let go.
Confront Darth Vader again.
Oh.
According to Yoda, which of these is the path to the dark side?
The left one.
Fear.
The yellow brick road.
How many meals does Jabba the Hutt consume every day?
What?
15.
No.
Is that in the movie?
Yes. 9. Let's see. Whose lightsaber did Luke receive from Obi-Wan?
Princess Leia's.
No.
Anakin's.
Anakin is correct. Good job. How old was Yoda when Luke returned to Dagobah?
500 years old.
No.
350.
About 350. He was 900 years old. What was Kylo Ren's given name?
Ben Solo.
Very good. All right, we'll wrap it up with that. So have a fantastic May the 4th be with you tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. Nanu Nanu. And then Cinco de Mayo, and then Derby and Coronation. I'm not going to be able to handle it. I'm
live just long and prosper.
So busy.
I'm just going to not deal with any of it. I'm going to curl up in a ball and get under some blankets. By the way, my new MyPillow showed up.
Oh, God.
It's a loose cloth bag with a little bit of stuff in it. Very disappointing.
It's going to be great.
That's what you get. Seriously?
Exactly.
That's what you get.
I told you.
Hey. So be great. We love you. Thanks for listening to us. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, we'll have calls on the next one. 336-373-0987 is the number. Go to 987simon.com. Listen to us on the radio. Make a request for Bet You Won't Play It Friday. We would love to hear from you. Charlie, final thought?
I wrote down our Kentucky Derby bets. Show is going to be the winner.
And what was mine?
Confidence Game.
See, I didn't even remember, but that's going to be the winner. What's your final thought?
Two fills all day, baby.
All right. Next time, we'll see. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.